I'm Max Reyes, and this is The Beacon. This week, a look at a series of vacancies which have affected the Iwasaki Library staff.
A string of five resignations over a six-month period began starting in the early summer of this year, and they led through to October of this year.
Katie Redifer is a Beacon correspondent. She interviewed staff members and students employed by the library.
Three positions have now been filled, those three positions being acquisitions manager, assistant access services manager, and interlibrary loans coordinator. The first two they have, people are already starting those positions, but interlibrary loans coordinator will not be filled until December 10th. That's when the new employee starts.
And based off what you gathered in your reporting and just based on your own assessment, what do you think is sort of the atmosphere at Iwasaki, and what do you think is the general trend behind these departures?
Right. So I wouldn't say it's the environment or the workplace, how people feel, that's the problem. If anything, I'd say it's the opposite. Staff and students that I've talked to say they love working there, that working there, it's like working with family, and that it's really great. But it seems like the underlying issue that keeps coming back is people don't want to look at Emerson to advance their career. They look at other places, so other universities in Boston or other libraries in Boston. A lot of people start out at the library when they're working to get their undergrad, and they'll work as a student at the circulation desk in the library, and then will stay for a few years after graduation, but will want to leave eventually because, for whatever reason, the library doesn't offer what they want for their career.
And on top of these vacancies, the executive director is leaving as well, correct?
Correct. He will be retiring at the end of next semester.
And did these people who are leaving, including Bob Fleming, who's the executive director, did they give you specifics as to why they were leaving or where they're going, if they're moving on to a different institution?
Right. So it seems like the case for the five staff members who resigned, that most of them were looking to advance their careers, and they were looking at other universities and libraries to do that. For Bob Fleming, I can tell you that he has worked at the Iwasaki Library for 35 years. And so for him, he wants to try working at places other than libraries for the first time in his life.
And when were these replacements hired? I know you mentioned that they're replacing the interlibrary loan coordinator in the next few months. What about the other positions?
So acquisitions manager and assistant access services manager, those were both hired towards the end of summer, so around August, I believe. And interlibrary loans coordinator, like I said, they're going to be starting December 10th, so they just recently found someone to fill that position.
And so about how long have these vacancies lasted?
For acquisitions manager and assistant access services manager, they were able to fill those positions fairly quickly in about like a 1 to 2 month period about. But for interlibrary loans coordinator, they had a job search. They picked a candidate that they wanted, and that candidate did not accept the position. So the first job search failed, and the second one that they conducted was successful.
How have these vacancies impacted students, and how will they continue to impact students?
So I would say that position, interlibrary loans coordinator, is going to affect students the most. So let's say you're a student and you're working on a research paper, or for whatever reason you want documents that the Iwasaki Library and its partner institutions doesn't have, then if you file a request that day, then you will not receive it in time for finals. As of now, Allison Bourgeois, the current interlibrary loans coordinator part-time at the moment, she says that it can take 10 to 14 days for the library to process those requests. So you're not going to get them anytime soon.
Last year, the college conducted a survey of its employees. 3/4 of 20 Iwasaki staff members who responded reported feeling they were not paid fairly for their work. The Beacon is produced by Max Reyes and Gabby Morozowski. Our managing editor is Monica Davis, and our editor-in-chief is Shafak Patel. Our theme is My Bloody Beating Heart by Kitchen Romance.